Hey guys, welcome back. It's been on my mind actually thinking about social media marketing, and it's an interesting one. I've been really thinking about why is it dominated by America? Why is there so much content, coming out of America, compared to, England and compared to, wherever? And it's just been playing on my mind. And this is really what I've been thinking about. It's certainly this is just my opinion. This is really just my limited sort of, I guess, thinking about it. I haven't thought about it that long or that much in detail, but it is a question that, I've been sort of going through in my mind, and I just want to share with you my thoughts, and I'd love to hear what you think as well, because I think this is a bit more of a conversational one where I want to get your input and see what you think, because maybe some of you are content creators, maybe some of you are just watchers. And I think it'd be just interesting to know what your perspective is as much as mine. And part of me has been thinking about this because obviously now sort of, starting to get into social media scene and creating content, it can be really frustrating. I've talked about how hard and challenging it can be to get traction. And certainly some platforms are harder than others. I'm getting a bit of traction on Instagram, which is great. And others. YouTube, for example, is a really hard one to get traction on. And it's just something in my mind thinking about why, when you look at a lot of content that's out there in terms of social media, a lot of it is from the great America, great USA. And I just think, well, why is that? So just in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, let's think practically. Well, there are a huge population. So I think fundamentally, if there's a big population, there's a lot more people doing it. So therefore, there's a lot more content that's coming out. So I think from a practical perspective, there's probably a lot of that. Also, I think potentially there's a lot of, they tend to be first movers because a lot of the tech companies, social media companies and things like that, they tend to come out of Silicon Valley. So they tend to be the first ones on a lot of these new platforms because maybe they hear about it before we do, and they tend to maybe get a bit more traction in their local market. Maybe when they're developing their MVP, they only open it up to the American market before they go, worldwide. Maybe the American, tech businesses are a bit more ambitious in terms of a global perspective. So when they are launching products on a, which we then in the UK get to see, that they tend to be coming from America rather than the UK. Maybe it's all of these things. So I think there's certainly that first mover advantage. The fact that these tech companies are coming out of America tend to be. And maybe just the sheer population sizes. So I think there's obviously practical reasons for this. I would love to know if actually there is maybe even a bias to maybe support a particular creator, whether they're a creator in America as opposed to another country, whether there is some sort of bias behind it. Maybe some of the conspiracy theorists will say there is. I don't know. It'd be really fascinating to sort of hear maybe some of your thoughts and your opinions. So it's certainly something that can be frustrating as a creator. I know there's some great creators in the UK and they're very big and they're doing amazingly well in America. But there just seems to be, obviously dominated by America, and it's just trying to figure out, okay, well, as a creator, do you just appeal to your local market, i.e. the UK, or do you try and create content that's more of a global reach and actually engages with maybe an American audience? Obviously, I guess another aspect is the fact that America, one of the biggest economies, biggest populations, they speak English. So that obviously has a big play in it. Obviously, as a creator, I might be looking to appeal to an American audience to get greater traction, because obviously, again, bigger numbers, bigger population. But I'm not going to be creating content necessarily for the French market or the German market. I don't know. It's a really, really interesting one. It's definitely, I wonder if it's an Anglo-Saxon type, English language type dominated world. So, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to get your views on it. So whether you're a social media expert, whether you're a creator yourself, whether you're maybe even in the tech industry, maybe looking to build out social media apps. And actually, you know, if there's anybody in America, I'd love to get your thoughts as well, not just, you know, the audience in the UK, because it's really interesting. And, you know, I've, just to share with you, I've applied for a competition with a guy called Daryl Eves. And it's about them looking to team up with Amazon Affiliate Program. And I think they're looking to do like a case study, which helps, you know, different types of scenarios or different types of creators from all levels, from beginners to intermediates, probably to experts, and to help them get into, you know, improve and grow and share their journey at this Vid Summit 2018. I think it's in September, October this year, later this year. So, you know, again, I've applied, but this guy, Daryl Eves, again, check him out because he's fantastic on YouTube in terms of giving helpful insights and explanations and tips and things like that. So it'd be fascinating to see if they are just focusing towards an American audience, or indeed whether they're looking at a bigger reach, a more of a global reach, and willing to take on people from, you know, other countries, obviously not just the UK. So again, it's just interesting when you start thinking about, oh, you know, social media side being dominated by America, you know, are they, you know, I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And I've certainly got, you know, my sort of generic thoughts, you know, population sizes, first mover advantage, tech businesses coming out from the States, English spoken language, America, you know, all those sort of practical reasons. But I'd love to know what you think. So definitely put some comments in the section below, and let us know what you think. So yeah, guys, I'll leave it at that. And I'll catch you guys soon. Take care. Hey, podcast peeps. Listen, thank you so much for listening to the Ben Parry Podcast Experience. It means the world to me for you guys to listen, and I hope you got some real value out of it. If you can rate and review this podcast, it will mean the world to me as well. And listen, I really hope that you can keep tuned in and listen out for much more to come. So yeah, big love and catch up soon, guys.